twisted. The birthday party was evaporating. The cake crumbs, the donkey pinned. Mary, the boy pony, was being loaded into his trailer for the ride to his next gig at the teen orphanage. The clown was sitting on a picnic bench, sipping bubbly, freestyling for the diehards, preaching to the kids about cinema and quantum mechanics. "There's a scene," the clown said, as he twisted blue balloons into a giant squid, evading Japanese fishing nets, but awakening Godzilla. "A scene in The Red Balloon where our hero, Pascal, walks Le Balloon Rouge across a bridge as a train passes underneath, filling the shot with steam, white smoke, poof smoke, a scene that moves backward and forward through the history of film. Foremost and first, it's an echo, a riff, a bald-faced homage to the arrival of a train at Ciotat Station, the Lumiere Brothers' tour de force," the clown said, as he twisted black and white balloons into a lamb, whose eye was the eye Louis Bunuel slices open with a razor in Un Enchaîné d'Andalou, and the lamb David Lynch used as a baby in Eraserhead. Legend has it that the opening night crowd, which included Sigmund Freud, Fanny Cerrito, and Afri Javi, was so frightened of the image of a life-sized train steaming toward them that people screamed and ran to the back of the theater, the clown said, twisting olive, sienna, cerulean, and flesh balloons into Study for the Nurse in Battleship Potemkin, a painting by Francis Bacon, based on the mouth of the screaming nurse in the Odessa sequence in Eisenstein's film. It's the scene, Pascal on the bridge with his balloon lost in the smoke, that Spielberg presses into Schindler's List as the girl in the red coat, the clown said, twisting glow sticks and white balloons into the bone slash orbiting nuclear weapons satellite from 2001. Spielberg knew that our brains, those conflating machines, would fold the girl's coat into the boy's balloon so we would hear the train, filling the shot with steam, white smoke, poof smoke, a scene that moves backward and forward through the chuffing death camp trains spewing their fogs, the clown said, twisting red Technicolor balloons into the red shoes from the red shoes. Spielberg knew The Balloon Rouge was about Christ, but not the Son of God Christ. No, just the Jesus who's a Jew. Any questions? The clown asked the remaining child. Can you make a dog? The boy asked. Let me tell you about Tarkovsky and Andrei Rublev, the clown said, pulling a pack of balloons from his floppy shoe, thinking Toto or Precious, Asta or Laika.